So welcome to Unlimited. Yeah, I'm not sure why I say this all the time. It's just the fact that, you know, some people listen to this. I'm not sure why, but yeah. So, I recently moved to a different country from my homeland, and it's just been like 1 or 2 weeks kind of thing. So like I don't know how people or why people are behaving like this good towards me. I don't understand that, like, you know. So I was basically with a family of my neighbors, and I don't know, like, they basically took me in like I was a member of that family. So like, this was the first international experience I ever have in my life. So you know, those people, like, the initial days, they came to the airport to pick me up, and they just, I don't know, I really felt that I was staying at my house. It was like that. And there was this little girl. So as you guys might have already know, I am really close to my brother. And this girl basically never let me feel that I miss my brother. I don't know, that was a great thing. She was quite great, and we went for long walks. And I mean, basically, I don't know, I can't pay them back money. It's not about money, it's something else. And the care they are giving me is unimaginably valuable, and I don't know. So they, you know, introduce me to every places, and they just pretend to be my family. And I mean, it's not pretending, they are just being like my own family, and they introduce me to every other people like I am part of the family. So I don't know, I never felt that I'm away in a different place. And so, you know, I could have stayed with them for like, I don't know, maybe a longer period, but I felt like I was, you know, it was not nice to stay with them all day. Yeah, so basically I decided to move out and use the accommodation which I'm getting in a field station in a hill, which is like maybe like 50 kilometers distant from the university which I'm studying. So there is this professor who's like, I should say, this is probably the best ever person I've met in my entire life. I'm genuinely speaking, I've no idea why people are so kind and generous towards me, and it gives a lot of responsibility on me. I'm totally fine to take the responsibility as well. I mean, what I'm talking as a responsibility is that I'm here to study. So these people are taking care of myself in a way that, I don't know, they would take care of their own family. And this is a great responsibility. So basically what this person did was, even before coming here, he gave me his number, which is quite uncommon in the academia because, I don't know, people basically don't prefer to give numbers. They consider it to be a bit, you know, casual thing to do, giving out numbers. So basically I was keeping this distance and I was calling him professor and name and all, but he basically, you know, calls himself a short of his name and told me that I could call that as well, like a quite like a free person, I don't know. And then on the day I arrived, I informed him, and after, like, you know, 1 week staying with the family, I had a meeting with him, and he literally took me to the corners of the university. It was like he walked with me and he showed me the different parts of the university. And I mean, how on earth a professor should do that? I don't know. I basically have no idea why he's so kind, and he showed me all the things around there. And basically, I got this feeling of safety that I am in good hands. Like, you know, I never felt like I'm alone. Basically, I'm alone, obviously, but... And then what happened? Then, you know, I told him that I might need to come to the accommodation. So even the family which I was staying, they were willing to take me to the accommodation here in the mountains. So, you know, they told me that I could come. So he could come. And what surprised me is that he just told me that he will come to the house where I was staying and pick me up and will take me here to the place which I should be staying. So I don't know. He never told me to come to the university or come to any other place to go. He just told me that he will come and pick me up. And then we traveled. Like, he did that. He went in and he spoke with the people at the house, and I don't know. He basically, yeah, he just came in here. He just took me here. And even he, yeah, as a person who's real mad. That's me anyway. So as a madman, I never asked about how this food provisioning is gonna be. So I should have asked that in advance, but I didn't do that. And then what happened is that on the way, he told me that I might need some groceries, and I have no idea on earth what all things I have to purchase. So basically, that's one thing. And again, if it was at my place, you know, I know what all things to pick and what all things to make, but here it's entirely different. So basically, he just came with me into the shop. And he took each and everything which can be needed or which might be needed. And I mean, we purchased our stuff and came back to here. So, you know, I took one bag and, you know, I took one trolley and this groceries. And he took two of my trolleys with him all the way to my room. I mean, I don't know. I don't know why people are like this. People are so good. Like, we can't expect. I mean, I don't know. This is personal. Like, it varies. This is, you know, personal difference. Like, people vary, of course. But I've never, ever seen such a person in my entire life. This is amazing. And he took me, you know, the next day. On that day, he introduced me to the people around here, in the research center, and he basically had dinner with me on the day just so that I can settle in a bit more easier rather than cooking all the stuff. Even now I haven't figured out how to cook and all. I don't know, everything is different. Even, you know, turning on this cookwares and kind of stuff. I mean, not cookwares, the hot lids, the induction and all stuff. It's so different, so I don't know. Everything is basically different. But the only thing which supports me is that I have been surviving in forests for like quite a lot of time. So basically, I can survive. That's something for sure. But these people are making it a lot easier. A lot easier. Yeah, so that is about these two people. Yeah, and again on the first day when I wanted to go to the university, so he just came early, like 7:45, just to take me to a nearest railway station that is like 20 miles, okay? And he just came out with me and he bought the tickets for me. I mean, for me means he just came with me to the ticket station and he just showed me where I need to be standing to get in this train and what I should do. And every single thing which all apps I should have in my phone to check about the availability and all. I don't know how people behave like this. I mean, without expecting anything in return, that's the greatest thing. People are, at least this man is so amazing. So amazing, so wonderful. So what I was saying is that, and even in the evening, so my train was a bit delayed and I had to, I was a bit late than the plan. So basically he waited for me without going home, and he just came there and took me and returned me here and went back home. Yeah, people. Good people are around, along with the bad people. But, it's a luck to be in the hands of good people. And it's an honor to be here. So this place is basically inside a national park with a lot of biodiversity and a 30 kilometer long lake in front of me right now. So I don't know how lucky I am to be in such a place, and it is such an honor to be here. And to have these wonderful people around and to enjoy this beautiful part of my life which I've always wanted. I remember one day in a forest in Kerala where I really wanted to stay, but I couldn't stay there. Yeah. But this place is way more than that, I can't say, but it's, I mean, both are different, of course, but both are to the high standards, so it's great. I'm lucky to be here. I am honored to be here. I am so thankful and grateful to be here for all the help all these people have been giving me. And I am feeling responsible as well towards myself that I should work my best while being here. Yeah. I don't know. It's just amazing. Yeah, so basically, I don't know, I can feel happiness from inside. So happy and lucky to be here. Yeah, I don't know, this is more like a personal diary, this podcast itself, so I'm not insisting anyone to listen, but if it helps in some way, I don't know. I'm really thankful for you guys as well. Yeah. So stay happy and stay healthy.